I need you as the individual to move past yourself, to get over yourself, and to get over your weaknesses, says the Spirit of grace. I did not say not to do anything about your weaknesses, but I've instructed you to move past how you see yourself. My desire for you is for you to move in to the fullness of your significance and to know your authority that you're to exude at all times. Do not let down your guard at any moment. At every moment, realize who you are, even in the reflection of what seems to be your weaknesses in the flesh. And as I said, I did not say do nothing about them, but I want you to understand how I see you as a father. Who is he that condemns? It's Christ that died. For the one who would call on me to come forth out of every weakness, not just those weaknesses that pertain to sin, but weaknesses as in going forward and attaining a place of authority through prayer and through fasting and giving yourself over much into this effort, this last effort to move the body going forward. Realize you will not realize your significance if you're unhappy with yourself. Yours is to know my joy in you and my affirmation for you. Separating the flesh that needs to die should have no reflection on your joy in me to attain that place of where I'm taking you to, says the Lord. When you look at yourself and your weaknesses, for many are caught up even in the present hour. Many can't go forward and perform their ministry. Look past yourself. Do not be so selfish with your life as to let your own burdens and your own weaknesses stop your ministry. I've asked you to minister even in the midst of weaknesses, even in the midst of tribulations, even in the midst of trials. I had none of my apostles or none of my prophets that came forth that ever were without trouble in the midst of their ministry, saith the Spirit of grace. For you to live in a dream world, to believe that after this present tribulation is past, then you'll move into your ministry, is to put the cart before the horse. For you to believe that the confusion against your mind or the emotions or the affliction that is temporarily attacking your body should be a stay for you for a season until you can move past is to put the cart before the horse. I've given you my word and I've affirmed you. I'm not holding you in contempt. I'm not holding you in condemnation. Why would you do the same for yourself, says the Spirit of the Lord. I'm asking you to grow up. I'm asking you to grow up. I'm asking you to grow up and shed off infantile and adolescence ways of thinking. Nothing can cripple you. Nothing can abate you. Nothing can hold you in stocks and fetters except that which you believe can. And I say again to you, you must find that place of pleasure with your own self, saith the Spirit of the Lord. You must find that my joy truly is your strength, saith the Spirit of the Lord. And what I'm after is not just your personal well-being. Joel's army will never come to the place. This generation will pass the baton to another one and another one. That prophecy of Joel 2 will not be fulfilled except for a people that come to the place who are willing to minister in the midst of their infirmity and move past the challenges of their life and to hold the sword on one hand and the building material on the other to work and build and to work and build and to fight in the spirit against those things that challenge you both in the flesh and in the spirit as spirits come against you to war, saith the Spirit of grace. I've asked you to grow up. I've asked you to grow up. I've asked you to grow up. Great are the arguments. Great are the arguments in your own mind. You've rehearsed them so long that you have no idea how they have washed over you and become seated in you as to your own weaknesses, saith the Spirit of grace. For those of you that will find my joy in me and my affirmation for you, in you, you'll come to a place of confidence in my spirit that'll take you past the weaknesses of your present flesh. You'll move past those. And again, in all these things, I'm not giving excuses for your flesh to do nothing about it. But as you labor in those other places, do not let that labor become your identification. As you labor in prayer, speaking my word against the infirmity, that is not your identification. My identification for you is that you are a high priest and a king and seated with me in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Square your shoulders. Lift your head. Speak as those are the ones who with great authority who have conquered the flesh and in sin and conquered the flesh in all ways of discouragement. Balakotele. When your bottom lip and head hangs low, you signal to the enemy that he is winning the fight, that what he's throwing against you, when your facial expressions, even at home and privacy, put on a gloom, the enemy knows what he cannot read in your mind is having an effect in your motions. Therefore, I say, paint a face of joy. Tattoo a face of joy. Let it be consecrated and sealed in concrete that you continually look up, even when your flesh calls you a hypocrite. Hold that standard of joy in my presence. Laugh in his face at hypocrisy accusations and spell out by my word those things that you are, saith the Spirit of grace. Your lack of believing who you are is holding back. It's holding back a big portion of the timing of this revival, saith the Spirit of grace. The Joshuas, the Esthers, the Deborahs, the judges that will judge will be real happy with themselves. They'll not be discouraged with themselves. And yet, they'll still be fighting the war of perfection. But they'll carry an air, which is the air of a prince, a princess, a king, a conqueror.